Now, comments by President Michael D. Higgins, who described as appalling a call for more spending by NATO, have provoked a strong reaction from defence experts and politicians from Eastern Europe. Speaking at the Young Scientists exhibition, President Higgins criticised what he said was a rhetoric that calls for war as a state of mind, and he hit out at calls by NATO for more spending on weapons. The former president of Estonia, Tomas Ilves, criticised the president for what he said was a lack of self-awareness, and he said Ireland was the beneficiary of implicit NATO security. The chief foreign affairs editor of the Wall Street Journal said Ireland's safety is de facto guaranteed by NATO and that Ireland grandstands and rides for free while lecturing others who don't have the luxury of being an island on the safe side of Europe. In a moment, we'll speak with John O'Brennan, Professor of European Politics at Maynooth University. But first, let's listen to exactly what Michael D. Higgins had to say.
What a shocking statistic it is that while military expenditure increased for the ninth consecutive year in 2023 to a figure of $2.44 trillion, the highest ever recorded, at the same time the number of people affected by hunger has risen by 200 million globally. It is important that we respond to this use of science and the rhetoric that calls for war as a state of mind, including the recent appalling comments from NATO calling for ever more armament spending to be achieved. This may, we were told, cause pain in the present so as to achieve security in the future, in the words of the Secretary General of NATO, Mr. Rutte. He said that we should have the mentality of war, even at the expense of investing in essentials, in education, social protection and health.
That was President Michael D. Higgins speaking at the Young Scientists exhibition this week. Let's talk now to John O'Brennan, Professor of European Politics at Maynooth University. Good afternoon and welcome to the programme. The central point, I suppose, that the President seems to have been making is that it's wrong to spend so much money on weapons when there are people who are hungry and could do with that money for food. What's wrong with that message?
Well, the President's position has been a long-standing one, Justin. He has spoken out against militarism in all phases of his career. The problem here is that he's our head of state. And the comments that he made were taken up very widely around Europe, and especially in Central and Eastern Europe, where people palpably feel the threat posed by Russian aggression. So when they think about NATO, they don't think about militarism. They think about defending their country from a neighbouring state that has invaded their states in the past and put them through hell. And I think part of what was coming out was this sense of hypocrisy, that Ireland has the luxury of geography being situated where we are, and that we don't wake up every morning with the kind of threats that Estonians feel, or Latvians or Lithuanians or others.
And critics of the President's comments also pointed out that Ireland relies on NATO for its security too. How reliant is Ireland on NATO?
Well, this is part of the hypocrisy. We know now that since 1952, the Irish government has had an agreement with the RAF. So NATO planes literally patrol our skies for us. We know that repeatedly in recent years, when Russian vessels have been spotted in Irish territorial waters, we had to rely on other NATO countries, neighbouring states in Europe, to help deal with this, because we didn't have anything like the capacity to put ships to sea or the equipment, including sonar equipment, that we would need to try and tackle this threat. So I think there's this great frustration, actually, that firstly, there's a hypocrisy, but secondly, we don't take security and defence seriously. Viewed from Moscow, I can assure you, we are not viewed as a militarily or politically neutral state. And we're also viewed as the weak underbelly of European security. And that's why the Russians keep coming into our territorial waters and testing our defences.
But is the President not entitled, as head of state, to set out what Ireland's priorities should be? And in this case, the priority, as he sees it, should be that the large amounts of money should be spent on helping starving people before you use that money to buy weapons?
Well, firstly, I can't think of a single head of state in Europe that has made the kind of comments that he made about NATO. Secondly, viewed from Central and Eastern Europe, again, there's this sense of disbelief. Because remember when we needed help, when Brexit was an existential issue for us, when the return of a hard border was the number one issue that preoccupied us, we got all of the help that we needed from the Baltic states and from others. They rode in behind us unreservedly. We have to understand, Justin, that security is completely existential for them. And in that sense, NATO is a vital part of the armory, literally, about how they face Russian aggression.
There has been no criticism of what the president said from anybody in government or from any senior government minister. I mean, does that send out the message that these remarks do reflect the views of the Irish government?
Not at all. I think they're all terrified of him. They're terrified of his popularity, which is very genuine right across the country. But let's remember, he has form here. In 2023, the government set up, for the first time in a generation, a forum to look at international security. And the week before it was due to meet first, the president gave an interview to a national newspaper in which he basically tried to scupper the thing before it had even begun. He made disgraceful remarks about the chairperson of the forum, Dame Louise Richardson, formerly Vice Chancellor of Oxford. He then retracted those remarks, but the damage had been done. And here, what's really important, I think, is the reputational damage he has done to the country yet again. He hasn't so much come up to the boundaries of his constitutional role. He has somersaulted over them with aplomb. And I think for government, they're just counting down the days until he leaves office because of all of the threat that potentially lies there.
And that is your view. I'm sure not shared by his colleagues and some people in government. But John O'Brien, Professor of European Politics at Maynooth University, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us today.